On the Claire's Matt and Kimber catch-up, music royalty, Mr. Neil Finn.
Claire's Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Just seems like yesterday that Crowded House played an amazing run of four nights on the stairs there at the Opera House in Sydney. Yeah. It was late November. That's how time sort of flies. But this is great news that Neil Finn is coming to Perth to do a solo show, headlining Sundown Sessions at Port Beach in North Frio on Thursday, March 9.
Excellent.
We're a little bit excited. The legend himself joins us. Neil Finn, welcome, mate. How are you?
Very, very well.
Neil, we are thrilled that you are coming here for a solo show. Does that mean you get full control? No one's telling you what to do? There's no artist bust-ups?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no one telling me what to do anyway, really. You know, it's a well-known fact that in Crowded House, we used to call ourselves two dorks and a dictator. And I wasn't one of
great
the
name.
Neil, I saw a fantastic gig that you did with Tim at the National Theatre in St Kilda, yeah. And just the two of you on stage. You enjoy doing that pair-backed sort of performance?
Yeah, I enjoy variety of different settings and lineups and collaborations. I think it's been good. Maybe it's a restless spirit creatively, but I think it actually keeps music fresh, you know, which is one of the reasons it's so exciting to come into Perth and do a solo show. It's not that I'm stripped back, actually. I'm going to have a pretty good rock and five-piece band, but it means I can dip into every part of my long catalogue now. Mm-hmm. The Dance, Crowded House, Finn Brothers, solo, you know, the whole thing. And so it's kind of exciting for me.
And Neil, I want to talk about brushes with other famous people. And one of mine is a 22-year-old radio announcer at a station called Kix FM in Canberra. There was one day when our sneaky program director decided to play your new single, this is 1988, called Better Be Home Soon, off a cassette. And I'm sitting in the studio, I get a phone call, and it's yourself, pretty stern, saying, it's Neil Finn here. And I'm going, good on you, mate, thinking it was one of my mates from the radio station. Now, that was you. I got your stern voice, and we've had many interviews since over the years, and you've always been very sweet to me. But how about you, mate? Have you ever had any touches with fame where it hasn't gone exactly how you expected?
Oh, I'm just trying to. That's really throwing me because I can't remember now actually ringing up with my stern voice about a cassette. But it's lovely. The days of cassettes are good now. It seems very like a nice idea that you played a cassette, actually.
We played the cassette, and you were driving in for the gig that night at the big sports centre there. Yeah, it was just a memory, and I got a phone call from Neil, and the only time I've ever heard him grumpy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do have my bad days here and there.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you.
I did have an incident with Keith Richards once where I went up to talk to him, and he was very distracted by talking to somebody else. I sort of waited for the proverbial minute or so and just went, oh, bugger this. And so that's about the extent of it. He wasn't even aware I was there, and I just decided I'd leave it for another day.
You gave up.
I just didn't want him to be an annoying person.
Neil, we get the impression from a lot of artists that because they love their music, that they're doing it all day long. But have you got other interests and hobbies and things you occupy yourself with?
Not many. I'm a pretty one-dimensional guy, really. I have a good family connection, so I hang out with my family as much as I can. I like swimming in the ocean particularly, going for walks. There's a little mountain near where I live, Mount Eden. I walk up that most days. But apart from that, I just want to be in my room making music. And as time goes on, it seems more and more. Music seems ever more important in the world, so I don't have any problem with that.
Well, I'm certainly glad you spend time doing that, buddy. I think of you as one of contemporary music's great songwriters, and I'd be interested to know who you listen to, who you admire.
Well, I mean, I play a lot of music from every era. We you know, from Chicago Soul to the new one Radiohead might have out. There's, you know, lots of stuff in between. I quite enjoyed the Father Joe Misty record. That's a while ago now, I suppose. There's a new Mac DeMarco record coming out pretty soon. That'll be worth a listen, I think. You know, keep our ears open. I'm lucky to have two sons who keep me much more abreast of modern music than I might be otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, mate, just thinking about the opera, just take you back a few weeks, the Opera House gigs were incredible. And one thing I really noticed that night, now I know you're all excited, but Nick Seymour seemed to have so much incredible energy and excitement to be there. And he seemed, you all were, very emotional as well. Did you sort of tap into that as well?
Yeah, I think we all were really aware of the fact that it was a special occasion for us. So we really made the most of them. We enjoyed the hell out of them. And yeah, Nick's an emotional guy. You know, I had to console him a few times after shows. few tears were shed. but he's okay. He's been using a lot of products for a lot of years, and he looks really good for his age. We used to slightly mock him for all the products he had in his bathroom, but
yeah,
now the laugh is on us.
Baby face. Yeah.
Damn that high-definition television.
The one and only Neil Finn. Good to talk to you, mate, and we'll catch you here in Frio soon.
Yeah, nice one, mate. We'll see you over there.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
You might have seen the ads over the weekend. Runaway Bride.
Who will be left at the altar?
Married at First Sight on Channel 9. Look, the bride, here's the spoiler, she did turn up.
Oh, right. Did she?
Okay, she turned up. She's run away the next morning.
Oh, you watched it for us. Well done. Thanks,
yeah,
Kimber.
So they went to bed together.
And
they,
she ran away.
Everything was going
been
great.
There. Been
and
there,
then
brother.
He's woken up alone. Right.
Aww.
Now,
okay.
Still don't know where she is. It's yet to be revealed. That will probably happen in tonight's episode, I would imagine.
Just got up the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Well, I sort of feel sorry for them because I was going, these people are taking part in only what is, I guess, a simulated wedding.
Yeah, it's a social experiment, they call it.
Yeah, it's a simulated wedding.
They're
strangers. Don't know each other. Yeah. So I'm sort of, and they always reach a point where they don't want to get out of the car.
Yes, of course.
They reach a point where they suddenly go, this has all gotten a bit real. I'm about to marry a stranger. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Right? So what about the people who are actually getting married in real life?
Well, I do wonder.
And have that moment where they think, I don't think I want to marry this person anymore.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've certainly been at quite a few weddings where I'm sitting there thinking, this should not be going ahead.
Oh, really?
Really?
This
just a feeling in the pit of your stomach.
This is going to be a disaster.
Oh, dear.
In fact, one friend who shall remain nameless, I've been at two of his weddings.
Yeah.
And I've thought that at both of them, and turns out I was right.
Oh.
Isn't that awful?
Oh, crystal ball over there.
But do people actually, like, leave people at the altar? I mean,
yes.
There's a lot of pressure, though, isn't there?
There is a lot of pressure.
Everything's been planned, and it comes down to that point where you think you're almost doing it for everyone else who's there, including mums and dads.
Oh, lots of people, I think. There's cold feet, but we're talking about the people who are actually like, I don't want to marry this person.
They actually,
right?
I
don't want to do it. And you've got to make that decision of, am I going to follow through? Because all of our friends and family are flying over and we've spent all this money.
Yep.
Or do I just call it off the day before?
It's a big call.
It takes courage.
Yes.
I know a guy who did it. He said his wife called it off the day before and he said, well, you know what? We've already paid for all this stuff. We may as well all have our family there to have one big party.
Okay.
But he sat in the corner basically crying all night because he's like,
no,
this is awful.
If you're going to make that decision, you got to go with the party, surely. You can't, you know.
Yeah, go nuts.
Slap down another 1,000 on the bar and let's get serious.
So we'd love to know, did you call it off at the last minute?
Yeah, you're one of the people who had the guts to just go, it's over and we need to call it now.
Yeah.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Because some people might get engaged because they're in love, they think it's the right thing to do, and then something happens and you realise, actually, this person's not the one for me, or this is not the lifestyle I want.
Some people may do it more than once.
Well,
Matt Jakinski.
But it takes courage to kind of call the wedding off just before it happens.
Especially at the 11th hour when there's a lot of money spent and you feel like you're doing it for all the other people as well around you.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of pressure.
We want to know if you called it off and why you did. Is it Jory in Baldivis?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Jory. Hi.
What made you call it off?
Well, it was, you know, young and dumb, really.
Yep.
I was about 20 years old, and he asked me to marry him, and my parents went out and spent all the money on the wedding, and his parents spent the money on the honeymoon, and we were at the rehearsal dinner the night before, and I just took one look at him and just said, I can't marry you. And all my family's there, his family's there, everybody's there.
Wow.
And I just handed him the ring and I turned around and ran off and left him to tell everybody.
Wow.
What did he say? What did he do?
Well, I turned around and left. He just pretty much stood there and then, had to go and tell everybody. We're still friends to this day.
Okay, I was going to ask that. Yeah.
Oh, but how long did you sort of think about it before it happened, or did you just know instantly?
It just happened. I can't explain how or why, but I just took one look at him and just, it just wasn't right.
You just knew.
And I guess, Jory, a lot of people would say that wave of fear was, it's fine, you'll get over it. But you actually knew in your soul that this was the wrong thing to do and this was not just a passing feeling. It had to be acted on.
Mm,
Yeah.
My parents weren't too happy with
no,
me.
Sure.
No, of course.
Sure.
I'm sure his weren't either, but
sure.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for sharing, Jory.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, just before you go, Jory, any regrets or you're good?
Oh, no. No, all good.
Nice. Right. Just checking.
Richard's in Les Murdy. Richard, how about you? Did you call off the wedding?
Yes, I did. I was 21. We were in love. We'd been going out for 8 months. It was all good. She kept in contact with old boyfriends. And, we did the invitation list and they were out. There was no way I was going to have them at the reception.
Oh, yeah.
But, they turned up at the church.
Oh, right. Okay.
I was there first, and I was inside the church when she was coming in, and she spotted one of them, and I didn't see him, but she kind of, she went red on the face and gave him a little grin, and I'm going like, oh, geez,
yeah,
what are they doing?
So did you call it off then and there, Richard, at the wedding?
Well, I said, yeah, when she walked up towards the altar, I said, when you... What are you smiling at them for?
No, no.
And I looked at me and I go, you know what? You can go and marry him. I'm not marrying you.
Oh,
it wasn't all that good, We had 150 people.
Yeah.
Everything paid. I worked hard. So at 21, I virtually had everything set out. So I've almost paid for everything. So, yeah, it was returning the rings and...
Richard, do you have any regrets that you might
Absolutely
have been a bit
not.
Hot-headed?
I got married a few years later. I got 3 kids.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, it all went good.
A bit of a hothead at good 21 goodness. At the altar.
Yeah. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, mate.
Liz in Carnup, what did you call it off?
Hello.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Liz. Thanks for calling.
I have. Yes, I've called off 3 weddings, but not actually on the day.
Okay. Oh.
First one, I was 19. Called it off 6 weeks before.
Okay.
Everything was paid for, everything was organised, and I just suddenly, we kind of had a bit of a fight, and I just thought, why am I marrying you? And so I told him there and then I wasn't in love with him and I needed to call the wedding off.
Yep.
We were actually living together.
Yep.
Which was because he didn't get on with my parents, and in the end my mum said, well, go and live with him, which was actually good advice because then I worked out I didn't want to live with him for the rest of my life.
So that was 19,
that was yes.
Couple more after that, Liz.
Yeah, so then the next day I went and told Mum, I said, Mum, I've ended it. And she said, oh, I wish you told me yesterday. I've just posted the invitations.
Oh,
okay. No. So had second one and then a third one, Liz. Were you not learning your lessons early on?
I got better the second time. I cancelled it 6 months before the wedding.
Right, okay.
Yep.
And the third time, I think, was about 8 months before, and I actually cancelled all of the arrangements and then told him.
Well, hopefully with the next one, Liz, you'll cancel it before you even meet him. So yeah.
I actually did get married in the end.
Oh, good on you, Liz.
It didn't last.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, thanks for sharing your stories,
yeah,
Liz.
Yeah, great story.
Yeah.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.